Hello and welcome to my podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditation. My name is Jill and I am an intuitive healer and meditation coach and teacher and have been broadcasting my meditations for nearly 6 years. I am grateful that you found me. I hope you enjoy my meditations. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in all the way down to the belly. And slowly exhale. Nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Last one, deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Keep your spine nice and straight. Relax your shoulders. Relax that breath. Fully present with yourself. Let the breath gently flow through your body, just like an ocean wave. The tide comes in, the breath comes in, tide goes out, breath goes out. Feel that gentle flow of breath take you deeper into the state of meditation and connected with yourself. We're going to begin our meditation today in darkness. Our feet standing on a solid surface, but no light around you. You stretch your arms out, reaching for a solid surface, inching along what feels like a rocky floor. Small pebbles or sand under your feet. The surface of the floor is cool, and the air around you is damp. If you listen, you can hear water dripping. Otherwise, silence. I want you to continue inching your way in either direction, with your hands out to your sides, reaching and feeling. Keep your breath moving through your body. You're safe. Relax the breath. Finally, your fingers touch a rough surface. As your hands splay out, you feel along a stony wall. Your mind is racing to figure out where you are. Stay calm and present. Be here in the now. Your feet are on a solid surface. Your hands reaching across a rough wall that feels as though it's made of stone. It gives you confidence to take larger steps, moving your way along the wall. Monitor your thoughts. Stay present. Eventually, your hands come to a flat surface, something that feels made. Want your hands to explore the surface that is different than the stone wall. Eventually coming to a place on this flat surface that feels like a doorknob. Coming to the realization that you have come across a door in the wall in this dark space. It feels very much like a cave. I just want you to hold your hand on the door. Not thinking about what's on the other side, but being very present in the moment now. Here you're in darkness. You know your surroundings. Stone floor, stone walls. Dripping in the distance, damp air, and a door that leads to someplace else. Sit with it. We will go through the door. But I want you to feel any hesitation in your body, where you might give pause and not want to move forward. Release the hesitation. Feel it move down your body through your feet into the floor. Let the cave absorb it. Now I want you to place your hand on the handle of the door. We're not going to move through yet. I want to prepare you first. On the other side of the door is yourself, the much older version of yourself, one that knows everything about you, everything that has been and everything that will be, life over life, your soul's collection of lives. With your hand on the door, I want you to take a nice deep breath in and slowly exhale. Go ahead and turn the knob and step through the door. They've been waiting a while to speak with you. Let your eyes and your mind adjust to the scene in front of you and the being standing there. Looking at you with kind eyes and an open hand. The two of you need to walk for a while, acclimate to each other, get used to feeling the energy of this person, this being around you, this connection to your higher self. Something that may or may not have been lost along the way of life. Ups and downs, and twists and turns. As you walk, I want you to notice the lightness in your body. Any other tingling or sensations you may physically feel. I want you to ask your higher self the burning question that you have in your heart, the thing that you need clarity on. your connection to others, your significant other, your family, your purpose. Be patient. The answers may not come in words, but feelings, images, thoughts that come into your mind. Your higher self is going to take your hand. As they do, I want you to take a nice deep breath in and slowly exhale. From here, they have something very special to show you. I'm going to let them lead the way. I'll call you back when it's time. it's time to make your way back. Your higher self will eventually bring you back to the door that connected the two of you. As you stand in front of the door, your higher self standing in front of you, they're going to place energy into your body, at the top of your head, your third eye, the space between your brow, your throat, and your heart. Allow you to stay connected and open. Keep the door between them and yourself also open. A place you can always come back to. I want you to ask any final questions. And turn to the door, your hand on the knob. Take a deep breath in. Slowly exhale. And walk through the door. As you do, you'll see the cave is illuminated. It's no longer a cave. A room filled with mirrors, all reflecting back your image. The door, just a barrier to that higher consciousness, connection to higher self. As you're standing here, I want you to watch the light slowly fade back to darkness, feeling your feet on the floor, cool damp air around you, a slow drip. Bring your hands together in prayer position. Extend grace to yourself, love to yourself. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. And when you're ready, go ahead and come back to me.
As you may or may not have figured out by the end of the meditation, this cave is our own doing. It's the space that we, or the boundaries we set for ourselves. And this door is this doorway to our higher consciousness, our soul or our soul star, our higher selves. And what would we ask? What would we ask if we had a moment with ourselves? With all of that knowledge and all of those lives and all of that awareness and the things that we're struggling with now, how do we get perspective and overcome that? So that's really the intention of today's meditation. I know it's been a while. I have lots to catch up on. I hope you're all doing well. As a side note, I'm still teaching. I'm still seeing clients. And in February of 2024, I'm taking a retreat to Sedona. So still doing all of the things, just trying to get back to recording and that really beautiful connection with my higher self and channeling these meditations to all of you. So thank you for being here. Many blessings.